This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The Missouri Supreme Court has cleared the way for St. Louis County Democrat Sylvester Taylor to run for the House District 75 seat. As Marshall Griffin reports from Jefferson City, fellow Democrat Rochelle Walton Gray had challenged Taylor's eligibility because he doesn't live within the district's recently redrawn boundaries.
A circuit court judge initially ruled in Taylor's favor, but that ruling was overturned by the Eastern District Appeals Court. But the state's high court overruled the appeals court, saying that Taylor only had to live for 1 year in the county where the new district exists, not within that district itself. Taylor says he'll move into the newly drawn 75th district, which he currently lives across the street from. The high court's ruling is likely causing sighs of relief among several other incumbents and challengers who are running for state house seats in districts where they currently don't reside. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Jefferson City's city council members have taken on a debate about smoking in public housing. From Jefferson City, Abby Spudick has this.
A subcommittee of the city council has announced a special meeting to discuss smoking regulations in public housing and whether the city council has any power to change them. Several citizens from public housing and smoke-free Jefferson City asked the city council earlier this month to strengthen regulations on smoking in public housing. The Jefferson City Housing Authority has one non-smoking building, the Ted J. Heron Apartments for the Elderly, but smokers can still smoke 10 feet away from the building. The 10-foot rule at the non-smoking building is within the city ordinance, but City Council Member Carrie Carroll says a new ordinance might be appropriate.
The two ordinances that we'll look at would be banning smoking in public housing or banning smoking in senior public housing.
Heron Apartments residents say they are still bothered by secondhand smoke. The City Council is looking to work on a remedy with the Housing Authority.
Their goal is to fill their housing, and we understand, so we don't want to hinder that, but we do want to work with them, especially when we have constituents that are calling their council people.
The Housing Authority has to operate under city public safety laws, but outside of that, it has its own federal regulations to follow. The Administration Committee plans to take up the issue at a special June 27th meeting. Abby Spudick, KBIA News.
Employees, faculty, and students at Truman State University could see changes to the school's non-discrimination policy as early as this summer. KBIA's Marie Mandelberg has this report.
The Academic and Student Affairs Committee of the Truman State Board of Governors voted 2-1 to bring the issue of adding sexual orientation to the policy in front of the full board. Sexual orientation is not a protected class under federal and state laws, but Board of Governors Student Representative Michael Buescher says some students and faculty at Truman State are calling to see it on the list. Buescher says student and faculty governments have passed resolutions about the issue and the policy should reflect campus opinion.
You know, these policies have been around for a while and maybe haven't kept up with the times and definitely not kept up with the viewpoints of students who, you know, maybe are a little bit ahead of progress, maybe in the general population.
General Counsel Warren Wells says the addition is something students and faculty have been addressing and calling for the Board of Governors to discuss. Along with this possible addition, the policy language will be updated to be more specific. Wells says the update is to ensure the policy follows all of the legal requirements. The policy changes will be discussed in the Board of Governors August 4th meeting. Marie Mandelberg, KBIA News.
Missouri's State Board of Education is supporting a potential November ballot initiative asking Missouri voters to raise tobacco taxes to benefit schools. The board voted yesterday to support a plan that would raise Missouri's lowest in the nation cigarette tax from 17 cents per pack to 90 cents beginning in January. The state auditor's office estimates the initiative would generate between $283 million and $423 million annually. Columbia's city council has agreed to rezone two lots on Walnut Street to make way for a new apartment building. The move came in a vote at Monday's city council meeting. KBIA's J. Evan Arnold has more on the decision and the controversy surrounding the project.
The city council voted 6-1 to rezone two lots on Walnut Street near College Avenue from residential to commercial, despite protests from neighbors. After an earlier rezoning request was denied by the Planning and Zoning Commission, John and Nathan Odell, owners of the property, added two amendments to the request, including contributions to a new city bus system known as FastCat Express. Adam Saunders is the vice president of the North Central Neighborhood Association. He expressed concerns at the meeting.
We would like to see a better planning process where the city works with the developers to think through the logistics of high-density infill. and finds ways to finance things in the public realm.
Saunders worries the development will ruin the historic value of the homes in the neighborhood. Third Ward Councilman Gary Kespel voted in favor of the rezoning after meeting with North Central Neighborhood Association President Pat Fowler last week.
She and I and the Public Works Director met with the mayor the week before the council meeting and addressed six issues that she had left on her list that were pretty well addressed before the vote was taken.
The Odell brothers plan to build a new apartment building on the property, which is located across the street from another apartment project the brothers are working on that is currently under construction. J. Evan Arnold, KBIA News.
Construction at the Birds Point New Madrid levee has come to a halt. As Jacob McClellan reports from Cape Girardeau, a contractor protested the Army Corps of Engineers bidding process.
A&M Engineering and Environmental Services from Tulsa, Oklahoma, challenged the Corps' decision to award the $2.4 million contract to rebuild the upper crevasse to Young's General Contracting from Poplar Bluff. Corps spokesperson Jim Pogue says the Corps must now go through a thorough review process.
They protested on the basis that they believe that the contracting instrument, the multiple award task order contract, was not the right type of contract to be used, and they also are protesting on the government's evaluation of their bid proposal.
Pogue says they do not yet know when construction will resume. The delay will not affect other core projects in Cairo, Illinois, or Fulton County, Kentucky. I'm Jacob McClelland.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.